In Nepal, the Constituent Assembly has so far failed to finalize a new constitution as required under the terms of the peace process that ended the country's 10-year civil war. The deadline for the agreement of a new constitution is this Saturday, May the 28th. Without an extension of the Constituent Assembly or a new constitution, the country will have no legal framework or government after May the 28th. However, more than one party has said that it will veto the extension of this constitutional deadline. Bishop Anthony Sharma, the Apostolic Vicar of Nepal, told Emer McCarthy the reality of this political confusion that has lasted over 2 years is increased insecurity, poverty, and a dwindling of hope in the peace process.
We have 63 political parties. To make them all think as in one heart and one mind is not that easy. If everyone wants a part of the cake, so this is the problem. So we are not a unified group. We are a disparate group, you know, not one in mind and heart. We're just pulling our own way. So the country is being pulled asunder. It is terrible. People have, those, especially those who depend on daily wage, is a problem. And the tourists, it's supposed to be a tourist year for Nepal. We were hoping for at least a million tourists to come, but we haven't even touched the fringe of it. You know, that's the problem. So what's going to happen? The tourists are getting, you know, disenchanted with all that's happening. They have their travels all arranged, and there's a lockout, there's a bun, there is a strike, a closure, no movement of vehicles. If one place is open, the other place is closed, so what do you do? So this, as a result of people who depend on that, you know, for the income, for the bread and butter, are suffering a lot. Our hope is our people. The attitude of our people is very, you know, wonderful. They say tomorrow will be a new day for us. They are always hopeful, and I hope that their hope is realized.